BBC News with David Austin. A three-year search for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 has been called off, leaving one of the great aviation mysteries unsolved. It was suspended after underwater search teams failed to find the wreckage in the Indian Ocean. The plane disappeared in March 2014 with 239 people on board, en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The governor of the Turkish city of Istanbul says that a suspect has confessed to carrying out the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, which killed 39 people. 34-year-old Abdulkadir Masharipov, an Uzbek national, was arrested in Istanbul last night after a nationwide manhunt. Photographs showed him looking bloodied and bruised. The governor said Masharipov was trained in Afghanistan and entered Turkey illegally a year ago. The British Prime Minister Theresa May will give a long-awaited speech in a few hours setting out a strategy for Brexit. In it, she's expected to signal that she wants a full break from the European Union rather than a deal that leaves Britain half in, half out. The European Parliament is electing a new president to replace Germany's centre-left Martin Schulz. The choice is more hotly contested than usual, as a coalition of Europe's main parties, who had sought to keep Eurosceptics out of power, has broken down. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said he hopes the incoming U.S. administration will attend peace talks in Syria due in Kazakhstan next week. He believed that cooperation with Washington under Donald Trump would be more effective than it was under President Obama. President Xi Jinping will today become the first Chinese leader to address the annual World Economic Forum in the Swiss resort of Davos. He's likely to make clear his objections to Donald Trump's commitment to defend American industry against Chinese exports. That's the latest BBC News.